This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4072, for Tuesday, the 12th of March, 2024. Today's show is entitled Piper Text-to-Speech Engine. It is part of the series Accessibility. It is hosted by Archer72 and is about 6 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Archer72 talks about Piper TTS using a Piper voice.
Hello, HBR. This is your host, Archer72, for another episode of Hacker Public Radio. My subject today is the text-to-speech tool Piper found on GitHub, and I thought it appropriate to do this episode using a Piper voice. I started looking into this because the other well-known text-to-speech engine is Festival, and I wanted to try something that sounded more natural. I am using Fedora Linux on my laptop and was having trouble installing Piper through the Python tool, pip. The resulting message is start code. Collecting Piper TTS using cache Piper TTS 1.2.0 py3nunany.whl.metadata 776 bytes info. Pip is looking at multiple versions of Piper TTS to determine which version is compatible with other requirements. This could take a while. Using cache Piper TTS 1.1.0 py3nunany.whl.metadata 776 bytes. The conflict is caused by Piper TTS 1.2.0 depends on Piper phone mice tilde equals 1.1.0 Piper TTS 1.1.0 depends on Piper phone mice tilde equals 1.0.0. To fix this, you could try to 1. Loosen the range of package versions you've specified. 2. Remove package versions to allow pip attempt to solve the dependency conflict in code. So instead of using Python pip, I downloaded the release tar.gz file, Piper Linux x86-64.tar.gz, and use tar xvf Piper Linux x86-64.tar.gz to extract the files and move the Piper directory to /tusr/local/bin/. Rename the Piper directory to piperbin and created a symbolic link from /tusr/local/bin/piper to /tusr/local/bin/piper. Next, we need some voices to work with the Piper engine, which were downloaded in /git/. In doing this, I learned today about gitlfs, or git large file system, start code, dnf, install gitlfs, gitlfs, install git clone, https://huggingface.co/raspi/pipervoices, end code. Now we just need sample text to test a voice or two. I will be using William Shakespeare's excerpt from the Hamlet soliloquy, with a famous to be or not to be quote. Soliloquy/soliloquist/noun, a dramatic or literary form of discourse in which a character talks to himself or herself or reveals his or her thoughts when alone or unaware of the presence of other characters. A specific speech or piece of writing in this form, the act of speaking to oneself. I will start off with the Ryan model, as you will soon see, is faulty and gets speeds over certain area of text. I thought it was Piper acting up, but when I tried a few other voices on the same passage, everything sounded fine.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them. To die to sleep, no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. To die, to sleep, perchance, to dream aye, there's the rub, for in that sleep of death let dreams may come, when we have shuffled off this mortal coil, this give us puffed of the respect that makes clam via so long life. For who would bear the wits and scorns of time? Teach your precedent is wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of the sprist love, the lost delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient nerve teeth him with he takes that he himself might his quietest snake with a bearer bodkin. Thus conscience doth make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sickly the ore with a pale cast of thought, and enterprises of great pith and moment with this regard their currents turn awry and lose the name of action.
Next is the Joe model, which you are hearing now. To be, or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing in them, to die, to sleep, no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished, to die, to sleep, perchance to dream, aye, there's the rub, For in that sleep of death what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. Now for a treat, a sample of the same in Dutch.
De Bernodde beet, dat is de kwestie om wetter test nobler in de mijn te suffer de slings antarofs of outrages fortune wat dooddeek arms agenst asie of troubles ant bij opposing en ten ter die ter sleep memoor ant bij las sleep de zeilenden de hertas ant de tausant natural soks dat flesjes hertoop des aconsumation de vout die het bewist tot die ter sleep ter sleep het beranse ter drie eiteres de rup voor in dat sleep of die het wat trains meekomen bij behavens je flat of tis mortal coi must gives pauze teres de respect dat makes calamity of so long liever voor we op paarden weeks aan scores of taam de oppressors vond de proudmans contumely de pangs of dispress loven de los de leide insolence of offerse op de spur stad patient meert of ter wordt hij deekse wanneer hem zal mich esquites maken weet a bare botkin we wilt vardels baart de gunt aan zwetende awee lieve but dat het reet of zo met in after dated een discovered country van woze boon ne travele retens puzzels de wil aan meets zratte baartose ils we haven dan vriend rotters dat we knonot of dus conseens dot maken kowart of is al antus de native hu of resolution is ik niet ordek de panekast of toch ant entreprises of quick bait ant moment werd is regartijke rensten ori antloze de namen of axon.
I hope to try using Piper to train it with my own voice in the future, which is why I started down this path in the first place. I'm often up early on the weekends at 3 a.m. and wanted to get my thoughts down for some HBR episodes without disturbing other people in the house. And this is the perfect avenue in which to do that. If this tool works for you, feel free to leave comments on this show. Better yet, record a show of your own. Looking forward to hearing from the next host, whether it be by text-to-speech or a microphone. Remember to support free software and apps in the F-Droid store if you use Android. This has been your host, Archer72. Bye.
Have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.